This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half of the hour. Thank you for being here on the Monday DJV program, the last day of February. So we are, one-sixth of the way through the year, Jennifer.
Yeah, that's great, Doug.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yip, yip, hooray! Well, we're closer to springtime, anyway. 21 days away from the first day of spring. The DJV program features Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. With the attention some people send me when they listen, they send me information or experiences, or they ask me to pass along info. So I got this morning, and I thought this is a good time, a good place before we get back into the Ukraine situation. Excuse me. The warning, this is, I guess I'm thinking I don't want the world to be like this, but it is in some circumstances. This lady sent me a note. She said, last night I was downtown shopping, and I'm not even sure what town she's in, but it's on the West Coast. So I stopped at a stoplight. The vehicle in front of me began backing up. I blew my horn, but before I could do anything else, the vehicle tapped the front of my car. I stayed in the car. The man quickly jumped out of his car and approached my window. I cracked it just enough to talk to him. I asked for his insurance card, which he flashed to me, and he said, no damage, come look. She said, no, I need a copy of your insurance. The man kept saying, come out and look, there's no damage. I stayed put. I asked once more for his insurance, assuring him that I would call the police, and then he took a picture, and then the guy did give her his license, but the man got into his car and drove away because she said she was going to call the police. And the reason I'm sending this to you is because I called my father and asked for his advice. I explained the situation. I didn't get out to look. He said, don't ever get out and go somewhere and in a place like this. Go to some place where there are other people around to exchange. And apparently what's going on here is that there are schemes to try to get people out of the car to take them away. It seems like a horrible idea, but then there are these schemes. Some people will try anything. And I don't like the word hate even, but I so dislike having to talk about something like this as a warning for people. But this is the way it is sometimes in our country. The people, you know, people will do anything for money. There's, you know, all of these youngsters that are in slave trades and whatever, sex trafficking, yeah, things like that. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of scenarios. You know, there are people who, I've seen stories about people that get boxed in. Somebody backs into the front of them, they push them in the back, and then they get out of their car and they're taken away. And so I just be, what a horrible commentary on the world, but just be careful, much as anything else. This is a nice town out in Oregon. Okay, back to Ukraine. The world's largest aircraft, which was a Russian plane that was used to carry supplies, the largest cargo plane in the world, was blown up by Russian missiles. So the plane belonged to the Russians. It was carrying supplies. It was on a Ukrainian airfield. It was used to transport humanitarian aid into Ukraine, and the Russians blew it up. Largest plane in the world. Now, this is one of many stories that you're hearing the last 4 or 5 days out of Ukraine. The focus on Putin, and he's, I guess I would say to him, okay, you're going to put the nuclear missiles on ready status? Really? Come on. Are you that crazy? And maybe he is. That's the problem, and that's why
that's not going to be like a final act of desperation. That's what concerns me about it. But, you know,
well,
let's hope that
it's
the thing.
No, the whole thing.
If he's cornered, then does he just, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, already, as we speak, the missile attacks have gone, I guess, through the roof in Kharkiv. Pardon the pun.
Will his military support him, or will they say just no?
I don't know. Then that's. I'm sure it's probably a mixed bag. The military is not there because of an ideology, a shared ideology, certainly. So, will they stick it out? Probably some of them will because they were told to, and others will not. But
yeah. Well, here's you were talking about Condoleezza Rice suggesting that he's erratic and something that she's never seen before in him. And I think maybe the other people, it was interesting, I saw sort of a side commentary about Biden's conversation with Putin a couple of weeks ago. And Biden basically said he didn't sound like the guy that I was used to talking to. I don't know what that means. But at any rate.
Well, but that's consistent, right, with the way that he's been behaving. And so, yeah, I mean, this is, it's interesting because the Russian media websites, I just said behind the scenes here, we were talking about this, but I think it's an important thing to mention the Russian media websites have been hacked with anti-Putin messages. So Ukrainians and hackers, white hat hackers, those are the good guys, are hacking from around the world and trying to reach the younger people in Russia. And they're saying things like, you know, dear citizens, we urge you to stop this madness. Don't send your sons and husbands to certain death. Putin makes us all lie, puts us all in danger. We, you know, in a few years, we will be living like it is in North Korea. We've been isolated from the world. Oil and gas are no longer traded. Why do we need this, is a question they're saying. To put Putin in textbooks? This is not our war. Let's stop him. And so this is the kind of stuff that that we're going to see more and more from a cyber warfare front. And it's just trying to reach citizens to get them to, I guess, have some sort of an uprising.
I think that the Russian people, because the ruble is basically worthless today. It's not good.
The stock market isn't even open in Russia because it drops so much.
Right. So then where does that put the Russian people? Is there a revolution? I mean, we can ask all kinds of questions and come up with no answers.
Well, unfortunately, people have been arrested so far for protesting.
Yeah. And
so
I think the Russian people are feeling it more than Putin even at this point, probably, because they can't get money out of the banks. They can't, they can't book airfare. If you're, I mean, the United States hasn't closed down airspace to Russia, but most other countries, Europe has. And so you're taking hours longer to get out of Moscow to other places. So, It's unfortunately
the
American impact
airlines
is on the Russian people.
All the American airlines that serve out of New York, Delta American, I forget who else goes there, they've cut their service, no more service to Moscow.
Yeah, they're still allowing Aeroflot to come here, though.
Are they? Yeah. Well,
I thought there was doesn't American have the deal with Aeroflot? Because I thought I saw
Delta,
over the weekend.
Delta cut it.
Delta.
Yeah. Oh, Delta cut it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, this is not a political program, and I loathe getting into this, but I saw this. Is this really true? Did Nancy Pelosi equate the Russian invasion to the Republicans' assaults on our democracy? Did she really say that? What an idiot. You talk about an idiot.
The insurrection of January 6th, I mean, there are certainly, you know, you can pull some parallels there that aren't that, you know, in pretty broad strokes.
Very political, though.
I'm afraid I can't go along with that.
I can't even call it an insurrection. I mean, I don't know. It's just insane to do that.
The
leadership
of this country is
so
bad.
We were just talking about it off air. When you have unity about something and the world is coming together behind someone, you don't have to overly politicize it. Just do your job. Do your job.
Well, unfortunately, that's happening everywhere. That's the elected officials, I think, are doing that more than citizens are. You know, I haven't heard anything divisive coming from regular people about this. It's just everybody who's a politician needs to justify their job, and they're the ones making these very divisive and polarizing comments.
It just is, what are we doing to ourselves? I mean, look around. At least, you know, in times in the past when we've been attacked, we came together. And this is not an attack on us, but kind of, you know, it's an up yours to us. Certainly it is.
You know, I think that this is actually a lesson because you know what brought people together? is the spirit of another group of people. So we came together because of not a government or a government's action. In fact, most of these government institutions in our country and across Europe, they failed us, and they failed in this situation with Ukraine. But Ukraine's spirit brought the country together. We need to remember that. We need to rely on ourselves mm-hmm. and not the government, because when we rely on ourselves, then we can find inspiration in one another rather than looking to the government to do it, because they're never going to do it.
All right, so Biden's State of the Union address is tomorrow. How are they going to have, is there crowd control needed?
They're putting the fence back up around the Capitol.
What kind of a fence was it? Was it a
They're putting up the insurrection fence again, which is just ridiculous. I mean, that's our property.
Well, the trucker convoys were supposed to go down there, right? So,
yeah, but they're not, I mean, it's not like they're going to blow their trucks into the Capitol.
But how does anyone know that, though? I mean, no one knows that.
Well, fences were not put up when people breached the White House during the Black Lives Matter protests. We didn't dare put up. We didn't put up fencing because of that. They arrested the people. They cleared the space out. And, you know, they even burned a church down. But you don't. It's our land. I don't know. There's something very telling about putting fencing up. I don't like the way it feels.
That doesn't feel very American to me. Food for thought, for sure. Speaking of food, have you been eating too much? And putting on weight, wow, this past weekend I ate, and lots of eating going on with me and my family this past weekend. So I got on the scale this morning like I usually do, and I was up a couple pounds. So I have to maybe up my focus on Calitrin, and because I pulled my shoulder out, I'm not doing the usual exercise stuff. It's amazing how quickly the weight can pile on, depending on what you're eating, the quality of the food, how much of it, that sort of thing. So if you're in a conundrum about what to do. People are going on vacation, a lot of folks in Florida, going to the warm down to Mexico, and you want to look your best. So if you've had success losing weight, then give yourself more reason to feel good about yourself by the successful use of Calitrin, which works all that. It's an all-natural compound that helps you keep that weight off once you've lost it. Get on the program, go to toploss.com, and check out all of the stories. There are tons of stories there from people just like you who can help you relate to Calitrin's success. Become a success statistic. Say that again fast, Doug. Become a success statistic. Go to toploss.com. Order your 3-month supply of Calitrin. Get another 3 months free using the DJV code. Also, you get free shipping. That's the DJV code, ordering Calitrin at toploss.com. Do you have a car problem? Don't know where to go? Maybe you're on a road trip when your car breaks down. Let O'Reilly Auto Parts help you out. With O'Reilly Auto Parts Shop Referral Program, take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. Call an O'Reilly location near you or visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click Find a Repair Shop to find a reputable repair facility or service center for your repairs.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer, who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jay. Jay Kirshner is going to go through some of the trending items from our social media flock on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And among the items of interest, it would seem, is Yi Ye Young Bung Lung, otherwise known as Kanye West. He's at it again right after this.
My sign is a potential customer's first impression, so it needs to be perfect.
It's possible at Staples.
There are four other bakeries within 5 blocks of here. My shop needs to stand out.
Also possible. With Staples Print and Marketing Services, small businesses can print big with wide format signs and banners. Right now, get $10 off custom printed signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. Create your sign at Staples, the working and learning store, N326. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Zara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all
but
right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Chris this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, what is going on with, just a quick aside, we were talking about how last night on the SAG Awards, Salma Hayek introduced Michael Keaton, but he was nowhere to be found. Apparently he was in the bathroom.
Yep.
Which, you know, nature calls, that's what happens. So is there anything natural about Kanye West and his calls, or does he need to put a sock in it?
No, it's just Kim Kardashian's divorce from Kanye, yay, West. It's just a mess. Earlier last week, Kim had begged a judge to sign off the divorce papers, explaining that all of his antics and posting to social media private family affairs has created emotional distress. Well, the newest thing is Kanye is basically refusing to divorce Kim and also saying that she can't prove he was the one that wrote the social media posts, to which his
That's
attorneys
the
are
lamest
saying.
Lamest argument
right?
that his attorney
yeah.
is trying to make.
This is his third round of attorneys, by the way. This current round of attorneys are saying that the messages are hearsay and inadmissible in court.
Huh. Well, All right. So we were talking a little bit about Gaga and her dress last night at the SAG Awards. Other things there. A side story about Benedict Cumberbun. He's Cumberbatch. Apparently what he learned as a cowboy, his ranch skills, saved a family from a cattle. What was this, stampede? What was this?
No. It wasn't really a stampede. It was just Benedict Cumberbatch is known for being a method actor to the extent where he even lived on a Montana ranch for 2 months before filming The Power of the Dog. Mm-hmm. And he had returned from New Zealand. He was in the United Kingdom going to the beach. And to get to the beach, you have to cross a field where there's just herds of cattle. And he noticed this petrified family who were just frozen in fear by all these cows. So he goes over and uses the skills he learned from his method acting and kind of just parts the waves of cattle so that the family could get through. And they were like, that's amazing. Wait, aren't you Sherlock Holmes?
Yes, he is in another life. He is Sherlock Holmes. All right, well, that's cool. And, I didn't think the movie was good because it was so dark. But people, I guess, see beyond that. Anyway, he's a good actor, and it's nice he's a good human being as well. Nothing wrong with that. 28 past the hour.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season. They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you will feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Ukrainian freedom fighters continue to hold off Russia's invasion, the Kremlin announced Russia has lost 4,500 troops so far in the invasion. It should be noted this number could not be independently verified. Over the weekend, more severe sanctions from the world have put extreme pressure on the ruble and Russia's economy, dropping its value 30-40% Monday morning, keeping Russia's stock market closed. Now President Putin has put his nuclear forces on high alert. This as peace talks near the Belarusian border are underway. Oksana Antonico, Director of Global Risk at Control Risk, speaks on CNBC.
And the international community simply has to do everything they can to stop it.
A new database released by Georgetown University's Center on Education and Workforce ranks 4,500 colleges and universities based on their return on investment. The number one school is University of Health Services and Pharmacy in St. Louis, Missouri. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As NATO activates its response force for the first time in history, Russia's Vladimir Putin has put his nuclear deterrent forces on the ready, leaving the world on the verge of a nuclear showdown, according to former Putin economic advisor Andrei Hilarionov on Newsmax Sunday.
I really apologize that I cannot explain a lot of right now, but what happened just 30 minutes ago completely changes what I have prepared to tell you as well as to anyone else, because about 30 minutes ago, Putin has ordered to put all nuclear arsenal of Russia on the highest alert, and he used this particular decision as answer and response not to the situation in Ukraine, not even what is going on in Ukraine right now, but as a response to American readiness to apply sanctions. So the situation now is unbelievably grave, is incomparable to what we had just 1 hour ago, not even yesterday. So now, if the United States will not respond with adequate reaction to this decision, it means not only Ukraine, but whole Europe, and at some point, United States will be under nuclear threat, direct nuclear threat. So that is why United States and NATO countries need to respond immediately, right now, to this nuclear blackmail of Putin.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're not going to, you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just that every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, on the Monday DJV program, Genius Personified, with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I guess maybe I'll fit myself into that, too, if you don't mind me saying so. There's a certain amount of genius attached to being able to do this day in and day out and use your imagination. I think the thought for the day today should be, ladies, a person without imagination is like a tea bag without hot water. I think that's very much something that how do you live without a good imagination, right? Sometimes the imagination runs a little bit wild, perhaps Mr. Putin has a wild sense of imagination. The governments of the West are freezing assets belonging to Putin. Problem is, they can't really find all of them. There are estimates of his wealth that are, well, I guess the word would be opaque. Nobody seems to know. A lot of speculation, lots of rumors as to where he's got stuff stashed here and there. He makes $140,000 a year, the dollar equivalent, has a small apartment in Moscow, and that's what the public sees in his financial disclosure. However, there are those who say that he has between 200 and 400, maybe even $800 billion in assets, including what they call Putin's Palace, which is a huge estate on the Black Sea, which is supposedly something that cost him $1 billion, going back to the Byzantine Empire. It's a big old castle. So, you know, do the Russian people see this? Do they know it? Do they care? He's got a yacht, $100 million yacht called the Graceful. I mean, people must see this. Matter of fact, I think it was in Germany, and whether it's not in Germany anymore, where it went remains to be seen. But anyway, he's got a $4 million apartment in Monaco, which was purchased through one of his offshore oil companies, which he got by killing the people that ran the oil company. That's what all the old KGB guys did. When things, the Russian Empire or the USSR fell apart, all these KGB guys went around and they just basically extorted value and riches from the people who were controlling it, and then afterwards they controlled it. And everybody said, well, what happened? Some of this stuff, excuse me, goes back. One of the things that confuses me, maybe ladies, you can help explain this. When the Russians went into Crimea in the, was it 2014? I think it was 2014.
Yes.
That's part of Ukraine, right?
Yeah.
So
it's an annex, right? The Crimean annex, they call it. So, yes,
yeah.
It's right there in between Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine has, it is a Ukrainian territory, but, yeah, Putin keeps going back and forth on that.
Well, but isn't that really all that he wanted? I thought that was the idea.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Apparently not. I think he probably knew that the rest of the world figured he just wanted a nice beach to sit on. But No, it's clearly with a 3-mile convoy heading right for Kyiv as we speak. No, he wants to topple the government of Ukraine, replace that government with an extension of himself.
To what end? He's 72 years old.
Well,
so what's going to happen? He doesn't have any family. So what is this? That's why I'm saying he's imbalanced. Not that he's going to, you know, makes things any better. But is there going to be, is somebody headed toward that convoy to blow it up?
We don't know. Right now we've seen satellite images of it. There are more supplies that are going into Ukraine from the United States, from NATO nations, the EU. Individual countries are sending. Now, Germany has taken a kind of a 180. They're now supplying. They're going for the first time. They're now going to supply weapons for Ukraine. So, I understand it, but I'm also frustrated by the fact that NATO won't just roll into Ukraine to support the Ukrainian fighters. I mean, these are not even soldiers. These are men, women, and sometimes children who are just taking up any kind of weapon that they can get, and they're fighting. I don't know.
What I understand is the Russians have taken a serious toll. The Ukrainians are just firing, and the streets, as I said earlier, are littered.
Well, there's more resistance than they were expecting. I mean, right now, they're at the border. Delegates are at the border of Ukraine and Belarus having conversations. The talks are underway, they say, but Vladimir Zelensky is not there, which is a good thing, because I'm sure that's a security risk. But, they want them to cease fire, but the Russian forces, they say, have slowed the offensive, but that they're still trying to take Ukrainian ground. So this isn't going to end anytime soon, I don't think.
All right.
Now, if Belarus gets in, then the White House has already said they're watching what Belarus is going to do. Belarus, most likely, even before the end of today, could join Russia. And so if that happens...
What is the White House watching? What are they going to do about it?
Well, they're going to do additional sanctions, and we're doing all of this in conjunction with our partners, and I think that that's important. NATO is the strongest it's been in a long time, and I think, as you know, as Jen and I were saying before, you know, it's something we can all agree on. Like, isn't that nice for a change? We can actually all agree on this, so, yeah.
Frustrating. All right, let's do something else. The Tinder swindler. Simon, is it Leviev? How do you pronounce this guy's name?
Leviev or something? Leviev? It's not even his real name. That family, the Leviev family, or Leviev or something.
Sounds like a Russian name, a Russian Jewish name.
They're Jewish, yeah, they're Israeli, and that family is a very famous diamond family. So this guy took the last name and pretended to be the son of this diamond czar. And, I mean, it's one of his many, many lies. But the fact that this guy now has a Hollywood agent, now granted, it's the same agent who represents Mama June. So, like, you know, it's not like,
take it for what it's worth.
Yeah, it's not like it's Ben Affleck, J-Lo, and the Tinder swindler.
I don't know
Honey Boo Boo, it's her mother.
Oh, okay.
Right. So not like A-list by any means. So I'm hoping that this guy does not get any work, because there are women who have gone into $500,000, $1 million of debt because they were in a relationship, so they thought, with this Tinder swindler, and he took all their money. He only did like 5 months in jail in Israel. And that was for some other fraud charge that, you know, he was wanted, so he didn't go back to Israel for 14 years or some, like, crazy amount of time. And so in The Tinder Swindler on Netflix, which I encourage everyone to watch, it's highly entertaining but also infuriating. But, like, they go back to his apartment in this rundown apartment building somewhere in Israel, and his mother's there, and... You know, and she hasn't seen him, and the whole apartment is just, the whole outside of it is littered with different financial notices of fraud that he's committed. Mm-hmm. So the fact that this guy is now, like, getting appearance money, or wants appearance money, like 20 grand to go to a nightclub like Scott Disick, it's just crazy.
All right, let's go back to Russia for a second, because I'm seeing a few things here that are indicative of how Russia will never be the same after this. The cruise lines that normally go to Russian ports have canceled all of that. The leasing company that owns the planes that are part of Aeroflot is going to, apparently they're behind 5 months in their payments for planes. They're going to take them all back, so there'll be basically no modern planes in the Aeroflot fleet. They'll be back, you know, they own some old 767s and 757s from the 70s and and 80s, excuse me, but they, we're going to take a break here for a second. excuse me, it's 43 past.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Don't forget about our daily DJV download, ladies and gentlemen. We have details around most of the conversations. The lengthy ones that we have on the air are sort of condensed, so you at least get the idea of what we were talking about. One of the recent DJV download that focused on the husband of Halina Hutchins. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Halina,
right?
Hutchins.
Halina. Okay. Speaking out against Alec Baldwin. Did he have a response to that, or is he just laying low?
No, I'm sure his lawyer told him to stop talking.
Quiet.
You just have to pull up along the side of the road in Vermont, and then he and Hilaria will give you an impromptu press conference.
Okay. Anyway, check out what's going on the program all day, every day. You can hear the show as it plays in its entirety at djvshow.com. Or better yet, if you haven't got a shortage of time, DJV downloads at djvshow.com or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Speaking of that, Edward Snowden, what is he saying? What do we hear? I saw a couple of posts that seem to be focusing on him going public for the first time. I haven't, you know, we all think that he's responsible for all the hacking that the Russian government is doing. But what is he said he has lost confidence, I'm seeing one tweet here, that sharing his thinking, he called the invasion wrong, took aim at Putin, called him a trolling ghoul, and then some other things. But does he have any, why should we care what he thinks? Here I am talking about him, you wonder. We've speculated on him for a long time. But I don't think he's been, for the most part, he hasn't been public about anything, has he? No, apparently.
I'm looking at his Twitter feed right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And?
I haven't seen him talk. I don't know. I haven't seen him saying anything about Russia, so I don't know.
Well, that's
not
what
that
I was
I'm aware of either.
Yeah, that's what I was just looking at. The tweet is about, the thing that I'm looking at is about Putin.
No, it's not. I'm reading his tweet. It's not about Putin. He hasn't even said Putin's name. The concerned trolling ghouls that you're talking about, those are people who are tweeting at him that he's saying he's not a prisoner. He's basically still pro-Putin. He said, I'm not suspended from the ceiling above a barrel of acid by a rope. So.
Yeah. All right. The Russian daily flight from New York, from Moscow to New York turned around and went back to Moscow. That's got to tell you, somebody must have told him, you're not welcome. So there you go. 50 minutes, 10 before the hour. Yeah.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective.
GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Somebody else die?
No.
I feel like I might from boredom, this song.
All right, suicide is painless. We send this over to Putin. Maybe he'll take advantage of the lyric line and put himself out of his own misery.
That'd be nice.
Chuck Curry is here at 53 after the hour for Movie Moments for Monday, an overview of what happened, movie news from the weekend. What did you think of the winners that were listed last night? The SAG Awards took place. And some of the people who won, the movies that won, Coda won, Will Smith won.
I'm glad he won.
Jessica Chastain won. So what do you think about the winners? Does this set the stage for the Oscars?
Not always. It's weird. You know, sometimes they sort of give awards during the SAGs to certain people and they flip it up completely for the Oscars. Listen, I don't know how many people really care. I hate saying, you know, there was a time I was saying this to a buddy the other day. There was a time when the Oscars used to be announced where I'd wake up early in the morning with an alarm clock. I didn't do this year. I don't even remember when they announced it. Later that afternoon, I looked at it. The Oscars, I used to text people all the time, opening a monologue, how good was it, and then rate the show as it went on. And I don't feel the interest any more post-COVID. I hate saying that, but it just, I don't know.
So why do you say it? If you don't like saying it, then why do you say it?
Because I can't help myself.
Huh? Okay, there you go.
I'm just telling you how he can't help himself from invading. Here's the thing. I have a hard time getting excited about films that basically nobody has seen. I mean, some of them they have, King Richard. It's more mainstream, but some of the other stuff, like if nobody sees the movies, how do you really get excited? You know, I said this to somebody the other day also, you know, think about this. Years ago, like movies that got Oscar nominations and won, like Rocky or Reds or One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, the, you know, the classic stuff that's held the test of time, those movies had good actors, they had good production value, had marketing campaigns, they made a lot of money, they were adult-oriented, character-driven films. The industry now is just big blockbuster popcorn movies and very small independent movies. There's no middle ground. It would be like having rich, poor, no middle class, and that's where the industry has gone. And I think eventually a lot of this award stuff will be pretty irrelevant, except for maybe people in the industry.
It is. Although I'm looking at the awards
quickly,
that were given.
Very quickly, because it was only less than 5 years ago they were relevant. Now, 5 years later, they're not. So it has been a really quick evolution to get to this point. Anyway, the reason we play the song to MASH, I know we played it a few weeks ago, and I think I said this last year because I've been doing the show a long time, but February 20, 1983, the final episode of MASH, Goodbye, Farewell, Amen, aired on CBS to 125 million viewers. For one episode, Alan Alda directed the episode. It was great, great. That was one of the best finals of all time. They got it right, completely satisfying for the fan base. But again, 125 million people in this country collectively watched a single episode of a TV show. Hard to believe, actually.
When you look at the winners in the TV categories from the SAG Awards, there were Mayor of Easttown. I think most people knew about that. Kate Winslet won for that. Squid Game. Whoever watches that, what is that?
Everyone in the world.
A lot of people.
Which is really the most watched thing ever on Netflix.
Which is almost. But it goes to show you. Here's the thing. Subtitled, right? Korean subs. It's subtitled. Extremely violent. Unbelievably popular. Who
I have zero interest in seeing it, but I'm like the only person who hasn't seen it besides Doug.
I haven't seen it.
I said besides Doug.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Okay.
You don't watch violent content, we know. If somebody has a hangnail, you turn the TV off.
Ted Lasso won. That seems to be. Everybody
rightfully
knows about that.
So. Rightfully so.
And Gene Smart won for Hacks.
Rightfully
know the show
so.
Has, everybody knows Gene Smart.
Yep.
All right, what happened to the box office over the weekend, Chucker?
Uncharted was number one, weekend number two, 23 million. 83 million, 10 days. It's still like 230 million worldwide, which is a good number. Chad and Tating Dog, 10 million. Held up very well week to week, 31 million. Seems like it will be a word of mouth steady performer. Spider-Man No Way Home, I don't know if you heard of that one, Doug, 5.8, 779 million. To date, some other news, fifth Indiana Jones movie wrapped filming, and Steven Spielberg is going to do a sequel to the Steve McQueen classic Bullet. It will not be a remake. He will use the same character. Obviously, another actor is going to play it. But that's actually exciting that Spielberg, after West Side Story, looking to do different things in his career. I like this a lot.
They dust off that same old the car that was used in Bullet. That has to show up.
Pretty
again.
Cool. One of the great car scenes of old time.
Exactly. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you for bringing us up to date this Monday. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV program. Yay!
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.